You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I got up extra early this morning. Jeremy knows where I live. It's not so much the drive in after I get out of my neighborhood, but getting out of my neighborhood
is a chore for you. Yeah,
it's a tiny little. There's only like 30 something homes in this little hood, and tiny little roads, and it's just the drifts build up in there, and it can be a mother. So I've got a tale of woe for you this morning, if you would like. Every once in a while, I drive cars that are not my own. I drive review cars. And this week is one of those weeks. And what they gave me is a small little sporty sedan.
It's slick looking, too.
It's really
it's fancy.
It's kind of badass, I got to tell you.
I heard you fire it up yesterday.
Yeah, it's got a rumble. So I'm sitting there this morning saying, do I take that car? That's not the best car in the snow. But my own personal car is not the greatest. I don't have a big truck like Jeremy. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, I remember in this car, they've got one of those little snow buttons on the console to help with the traction.
Oh, so you can go anywhere in Colorado with that. I just hit the snow button. Zipped right up to Eisenhower.
Shut up. The truth of the matter is, I wanted to for the review. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to say, all right, got about, I don't know, 3 to 5 inches of snow, and I wanted to see how this sucker would do.
Well, you still can write about it.
I'm definitely going to write about it. Getting right out of the gate of my neighborhood was fine, but then trying to turn to get out onto the main road stopped. No traction, couldn't go anywhere. Uh-oh. I'm like, crap. So I'm going to rock it a little bit. And I realize when it's in reverse, it does pretty well. Mm-hmm. So I actually back up quite a ways and turn in reverse. And then I get going and I take another route down another street to try to get to the main road. I get out onto Parker Road, which is not a tiny little street.
No, it is not.
Busy street. I get out there, forget it. The car says, screw you.
Oh, no.
I'm not going anywhere. Cars, and I mean semis, are flying by, I am in the right lane. I put that sucker back in reverse when there's no, because this is now like 4:30 in the morning or so. I put it in reverse, and I get back into the far end of my neighborhood. And just park it on the side
and
of the road.
Done. Wash your hands.
I just park it. And I turn around. I look back. I'm about 3/4 of a mile from my house. So I'm like, well, grab my bag, my work bag out of the car. Put my coat on, my gloves. Lock that car up. Start trudging back to my house. I get about, I don't know, 1/3 of the way, and I decide to call Jeremy and let him know, hey, this is what's going on.
You might be flying solo today.
Yeah, and of course, Jeremy never answers his phone. He screens all calls, even when there's a snowstorm and I'm calling at 4:30.
It was in my pocket. I didn't hear it.
Right. So he doesn't answer, so I put the phone back in my front pocket. I keep walking. A minute later, Jeremy calls me back.
What's the matter?
I pull the phone out. I'm like, dude, here's what's going on. He's like, do you need me to come get you? I'm like, no, I'm going to go back to my house. I'm going to get my car. Blah, blah, blah. As I'm getting back to my house, I pat my front pocket where I keep my phone, but it's also where I keep my keys.
Here we go.
No keys in that pocket. And I actually stop here at 4:35 in the morning.
Panic sets in.
At 1 degree with the snow coming down. And I realized when I pulled my phone out, either the first time to call you or the second time to answer your call, probably those keys came flying out also.
Yep.
And they're now buried in the snow somewhere in the 3/4 of a mile between my house and this review car that's parked on the side of the road.
So bad for you. So then you got to start looking, right?
I went back to my house, put my stuff down, and started the walk back to this car because I can retrace my steps because there's footprints in the snow.
I mean, do you know whereabouts you were on the phone? Because it's going to either be
pretty
those two spots.
But I don't know exactly where, and it's 3/4 of a mile. So I'm walking, and I'm kind of kicking along in the
snow, shuffling.
Then I get all the way back to the review car, and I think maybe they're on the ground outside that car when I locked that one up. Nope.
No.
They're not inside the car. They're nowhere to be found. Then I had to turn around, walk all the way back to my house again, to get in my other car and drive to work.
That
is what I dealt with this morning.
And you will probably never find those keys, I'm thinking.
What I was thinking is that plows will eventually come along. They weren't out this morning in this hood.
They'll be out there today while you're on the air, probably.
Yes, and they will. And those keys now are gone. It's got house key, work key, mailbox key, a couple of other keys.
You're hosed.
Gone. It doesn't have my car key or this review car key. Those are separate, but all those other keys gone. And here I am at 4:40 in the morning trying to find keys in the dark in the snow.
That sucks so bad. That's the worst,
man. That is not a fun day.
You're going to have to go for another walk like in the spring and just they're going to be in the grass or in the gutter somewhere. You'll stumble across them.
And let me tell you something. My car, which is not usually all that great, was a champ.
Fine.
Did fine. If I had just gotten in my own freaking car.
I do want to bust your chops a little bit because this really is your own damn fault. You drove a car that's like 2 inches off the ground.
I know.
In Colorado snow.
I know.
Because it had a snow button on it.
And because I wanted to be able to say how it did in the snow.
You will be able to say how it did. That really sucks, though.
Now, there are two upsides to this. The first one is, I did still bring in the Tim Tams and chocolate milk for us to do the Tim Tam slam in a little bit.
Score.
That is good. And I would also like to hold up for you and show you on my phone, my Fitbit. I am at 4 miles so far today, and it is 6:40 in the morning. I have burned over 1,000 calories. I have climbed the equivalent of 8 stories.
You can have 2 Tim Tams today.
I have walked over 7,000 steps in just about 4 miles.
Unreal. Well, I'm glad you got it off Parker Road as well, because that's
what
an expensive car that you're driving, too, and having
it's
it parked.
About a $70,000 review car.
Having it parked on Parker Road.
And I did not want to leave it out there. And I couldn't have even gotten to the side of Parker Road. It would have been in the right lane.
Oh, that would have been really bad.
So,
well, bummer for you, man.
Isn't that fun?
It's good times for you. Do you need to borrow my office key so you can just have it on you? We'll make a copy.
Yeah, I'm glad you were here before me so I could at least get in.